One of the profound statements that Rabbeinu Zal makes in Likutei Moran, chapter 54, he begins with saying, Ki tzrichin lishmor ma'oid es hazikoroin. A Jew has to guard their memory very, very well to make sure to remember what's extremely important. Shelo yipoy l'shikcha, not to allow oneself to fall into forgetting. And this is actually the beginning and end of Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar begins with the words, Zohar eis asher osa lecha Amalek, remember. And even though it starts with the words remember, it finishes with the words loy tishkach, don't forget. Implying that this is extremely important. This is a critical part of Yiddishkeit. Having the ability to remember and not forget. Not forget what? Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about remembering that there isn't just this one world that you're in. Most people are totally captivated and immersed in this world. They're created with a body, and all they see is the body, and therefore they end up focusing all of their attention and their entire life on serving and satisfying the body, forgetting that the body has a battery in it. And the battery is what's really the most important, the most significant thing in the body. Because the moment the battery goes, the body can't do anything. And the battery is the neshama, the soul. This is one of the reasons why we're told that the world is called olam. Olam hazeh, olam. The word olam comes from the Hebrew word ha'aloma, hidden. One of the most important things that a Jew needs to know in this world is that there's what you see and what you don't see. And sometimes what you don't see can be much more significant than what you see. In the case of the body and the soul, in the case of the world that we see around us, we see everything, and yet we don't see the most important being in this entire world is hidden, totally hidden. Yoshev Choshech Sisroi, Kaviyochel Hashem's hiddenness is in darkness. In the Shema, we talk about Ulazikoroin Beinecha, that one of the main accomplishments of a Jew wearing tefillin is that it's going to help you remember. It's going to help you remember that there's more to life than this world. This world is temporary. There's a world that's eternal. When we talk about the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, it's associated with the 70 nations of the world. The Torah throughout speaks about the Jewish nation versus the other nations of the world, the 70 United Nations. The only thing that really unites them is their opposition to the Jewish people. Our focus is on what we don't see, on Hashem, on Olam Haba. We look at this world as a stairway, a stepping stone to eternity. This world is temporary. The future world is eternal. Everything around us, the Olam, the physical world, and all the nations and their cultures that surround us are all about blocking us and getting us to forget thinking about this future world, covering us with darkness. The Torah tells us in the beginning, the first pasuk is that in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. The second pasuk says, V'ha'oretz, and the earth was, Soihu, Vavoyu, V'choshech, Alpanei Sahoim. These are four different versions of darkness. This represents the four different exiles that the Jewish people went through. The Golus Bavel, Babylon, the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, the Golus of Poras Umodai, the Persians, the Golus of Yavan, the Greeks, which is called Choshech, V'choshech, and then Alpanei Sahoim, referring to this final Golus that we're in today. These are all referred to as darkness. The Hebrew word for darkness is choshech. Ha-choshech is the darkness, which is when a person covers up the light. What is the light? Hashem oircho va'amitcho. Hashem is our light and Hashem is our truth. Hashem and truth are light. The opposition to Hashem, all the forces of opposition to Hashem, the 70 nations all represent falseness and darkness. Of all of these 70 nations, the leader is Amalek. The Torah tells us, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is number one among all the nations of the world. And in fact, there's a pasuk in Bereishis where it speaks about evil, total evil. The pasuk says, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, only evil all day. And it's brought that the last letters of those four words, Rak Rak Kol Hayoim, spell the word Amalek. Amalek is the epitome, the ultimate, total evil. That's Amalek. And this is why we precede the holiday of Purim with Parsha Zohar to tell us what Purim is really all about, what Amalek was really all about. Amalek, who is the leader of all of these seven nations, they're all about getting us to forget that this world is a preparation, a stepping stone for the next world. We're going on a trip. There are some people who start planning for months before and they start preparations months before. But certainly when a person realizes that it's getting close, it's a certain trip, they won a prize, the ultimate vacation. But there's one thing interesting about this vacation that we can't tell you exactly when it's going to take place. You're going to get a phone call, have to be ready to leave on a moment's notice, on the spur of the moment. Literally, that's what our life in this world is all about. We're here, nobody knows when. We're told that there's a glorious future for those who pack. And our mission in this world is to pack, prepare suitcases to take with us for this eternity. Our opposition, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, the 70 nations, Amalek, are all about distracting us, getting us distracted as the clock is ticking so that we won't be prepared. And if, no matter what kind of magnificent, fantastic trip a person's going on, if they don't prepare, if they don't take with them what they need, there's no way they're going to enjoy the trip, or sometimes they won't even be allowed to participate. There are trips a person's told, bring this and this. If you don't, you will not be permitted to participate. This is what it's really all about. And this is the Zohar Lo Yishkach.